A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. A few quick messages before we dive into this week's episode. First, I want to say thanks for waiting so patiently for this episode. We've had quite a few setbacks, but I'm glad it's finally here for you to listen to. Second, I'd like to tell you about a Fate Crafter show that I'm in love with and binge listening to for the third or fourth or fifth time. It's Girl in Space. Abandoned on a dying ship in the furthest reaches of known space, a young scientist fights for survival and patience with the onboard AI. Who is she? No one knows. But a lot of dangerous entities really want to find out. Listen bi-monthly as a story unfolds for science, guns, trust, antimatter, truth, beauty, inner turmoil, and delicious cheeses. It's all here, in space. And also at girlinspacepodcast.com. Check it out, you won't regret it. And third, I'd like to tell you about what my team's up to right now. We're still hard at work finishing Lake Clarity. We just started development on the Enoch Saga. And now, I'd like to tell you about the third show we have in production, Aftershocks. Written and directed by Vin Ernst, actor in season 1 and director of season 2 of Lake Clarity, Aftershocks follows Riley, a young girl who's recently been institutionalized after suffering a mental breakdown. I'd love to tell you more, but why not check out this trailer?
My name is Riley Weiss.
17-year-old Caucasian female stabbed to the abdomen, believed to be self-inflicted.
What happened?
I don't know. Blood pressure's low, and there's a possibility.
I thought being at Amber Ridge would help me.
We specialize in long-term psychiatric care and recovery programs. Our goal for all of our patients is to help them on their own journey of recovery.
But I never imagined the secrets I'd uncover.
I don't know. Maybe it's true. You know the stories.
What stories?
The place burned to the ground, killing everyone inside. Nurses, doctors, patients, everyone.
It's okay. The figures are all in your head. Just ignore them.
People still say to this day that it's haunted and cursed because of all the people who died here.
Hello? What are you doing out? It's not real. It's not real. There's no faceless girl at the end of the hall. Huh?
Aftershocks. Coming March 20th. All right, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the episode.
This is Private First Class Tanner Daggett. I have been tasked by Staff Sergeant Hicks with cataloging the items recovered from the Lake Clarity bunker and the surrounding premises. We are currently stationed at the bunker.
They'll know where you are, Daggett.
Right. I thought it would be more official if...
When I gave you the recorder, it was for the purpose of using during the actual task of cataloging, not for you to start your own personal diary.
I know that, Sergeant. I was just trying...
Come on! Step off the elevator before it fuses with the rift and eats you alive.
Shit, it can do that?
This way.
The boys have done a lot to fix up this place.
That they have. Still a job for double the amount of men we have. The shitters still don't always work. Mess hall is still running at 50%.
Up to 50 now. Great.
Operationally, we're sitting right at 8 to 10% capacity. I'm sure we'll be at 18% by next week, if God is willing.
Exciting stuff, Sergeant.
Have your badge ready. We're coming up on your new home for the next few hours.
All in all, this was a real shithole before.
Secure your mouth, Daggett, and stand up straight like you're a military man.
Badges? Thank you. Badge?
Private, your badge.
Yes, Sergeant. Can you hold this? I have it right here.
Thanks. Can I have you both sign?
Didn't realize it was still on.
Still unnecessary at the moment.
I don't want to forget, Sergeant. So, kind of smells in here, no?
This is your home for the next few hours. Most of the rooms on this floor are non-op, but your room should function just enough. Review and catalog everything that is bagged or barring some other signifier. This is your ledger that you will be cataloging into. These are 3 ballpoint pens. These are the only pens you'll be given.
Oh.
Make them last.
Well, 3 seems sufficient.
You'd be surprised. Each item needs a detailed description. If you don't know what it is, set it aside to be assessed later. Assign each item an official tag number and remove the temporary tag. Place those tags into the temporary tag bag and set it aside for incineration. You'll find your supply of bags right at the front right here.
There they are. Got it.
Also, do not open the evidence bags or handle the items outside of their containers. Don't play with them or anything else you may come up with on the spot.
It was one time, Sarge. One time.
For the larger bags, you will need to unzip them, wearing gloves, which are located with the tag bags. Inspect and notate anything peculiar. Again, avoid touching them. I will be returning to check on you at 0400 hours to see your progress.
You can count on me, Sergeant.
Daggett, even God won't be able to save you if I come back and catch you sleeping.
I'm wide awake, Sergeant.
One more thing. No one else is to come in here. If it isn't me, shoot them on sight.
What if they show credentials?
Shoot them.
Oh. Okay, sure.
The door remains locked the entire time. Daggett, seriously, not even for a butt-naked supermodel. Not even.
Loud and clear. Question, though, Sergeant.
Quickly.
Bathroom?
Is that a question?
How do I use the bathroom if the door remains locked?
You've been equipped with 2 5-gallon buckets at the back of the room. Both bear a number. 1 and 2.
All right, then. That is my answer.
I'd say have fun. But don't.
Okay. Let's see what we have in here, shall we? What a mess. Of course you get chosen for this assignment, Tanner. Send you into the bowels of the spookiest place on Earth? For what? It's not like Hoffman's eyebrows won't grow back. Probably. Oh, still recording. Okay. So, details. Details, details. The room is roughly 20 by 20. Pretty good sized room. And it's filled with what I would also guess to be 150 clear bags and some large black bags laid out on some tables. Doesn't take a genius to guess what they contain. Also explains that smell. Great. Just what I wanted. All in all, it's a lot, but I should be able to get it done in no more than 3 hours. Today's date. My name. So far, so easy. Time is... Come on. Brand new pen. Fucking won't work, will you? Great. Let the official record show that one of my 3 allotted pens came defective. I'm currently down to 2 pens. Testing remaining pen 1. Yes! Put that one in my pocket for safekeeping. Now for remaining pen number 2. Bingo! 2 pens, fully functional. Oh, back to the task at hand. Let's see. First bag. Item number Alpha 634823 Quebec. There seems to be a note on the back of the tag. It says, "Hello, I'm Mr. Sanchez. I sometimes pry, though I don't mean no offense. Sometimes I'm up to no good, for which there is no pretense. My body is comprised of lead. My will is not my own, for when I meet your skull, you'll for certain be dead." What the fuck? Well, it didn't take long for things to get creepy. Assigning official tag number Juliet 072576. Let the record show that the crowbar's name is indeed Mr. Sanchez. As someone has scrolled across it. Maybe it belonged to Mr. Sanchez? We may never know. Okay, logged. Next up, you know what? Let's get one of these big bags out of the way. Second thought, let's just power through all the big bags. I doubt a few hours from now I will be able to deal. Ugh! Oh, there is some real funk coming off this one. We've got label Alpha 983421 Quebec. This time, no note on the back of the tag. Item description... item? It's really more like a person... thing... monster combo. Ugly as all shit. Would you... holy shit! This is test subject 54-321, aka Jonathan Duvall. You smell just as bad as I imagined you would. I will credit you with enduring no refrigeration for as long as you have. Kind of a waste of a giant monster, really. You got the short end of the stick, my man. Mr. Duvall shows signs of several gunshot wounds, though this is just me going off memory. But I do believe Joanne was responsible for bringing Big Boy down, to the tune of 5 gunshot wounds. Thank you, Jonathan. Assigning official tag number Delta 040378. We have here, wow, another bag. Tag number Alpha 135790 Whiskey. A pair of Gucci sunglasses. The glasses seem to be covered in a gray crust. Maybe this belonged to one of those kids. Not sure why we want to keep them, but I'm sure it's above my pay grade. Official tag number Alpha 012376. Okay, this one's a little interesting. Tag number Alpha 246802 Foxtrot. How to describe this? It's like if a spider fucked a lizard, then fucked a sloth. It is dead, I hope. The craziest shit falls out of the rift, you guys. Most of it harmless or easily managed. Giving Splice Lizard official tag number Lima 071068. On to tag number Alpha 123456, Zulu. Really? Seems a shame to toss the tag. Ugh. These boys are ripe. I suppose embalming would have been too much to ask for. We have 3 large bodies dumped into 1 very large...
Hello.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Everything okay?
What's that smell?
3 ripe, murdered Lake Clarity Forest Rangers. Kind of gross, really.
Thought you were making food in here. Or something.
Fuck. I don't think Sergeant left me with any food.
Would you like to go eat?
Gotta finish up in here first. If I can do it quickly enough, we can go sneak off and find a vending machine.
Can I help?
Well, Sergeant Hicks told me that no one is allowed in here, so... not the best idea to be in here.
It's really quiet out there.
I'm actually supposed to have shot you already.
Shoot me.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to. That'd be a bit over the top. I'm sure he wasn't being literal.
Friends, then.
Heck yeah. name's Tanner.
Nice to meet you. I'm Bronson.
Can never have too many friends, Bronson. Am I right?
No, never too many.
You want to handle the writing in the logbook, and I'll describe what to write in there? Only got two pens, but you're welcome to one of them.
For me?
Yeah, take it.
Thank you very much.
Still got one more right here in my pocket.
This is going so well.
Gotta say, Bronson, you're a pretty cool dude. You seemed a little stiff in the hallway.
These people are dead, Tanner.
Yeah, right. Back to work. Ranger 1 and 3 look to have been killed by a single shot to the head each. Hell of a crack shot. Ranger 2, make sure you write this all down.
Of course.
Ranger 2 met more of a grisly end. They were torn apart. Teeth marks. Humanish teeth marks.
That smell is really interesting.
That is an understatement, pal.
What's in this bag? It smells amazing.
Whoa, don't go too far ahead.
This is what I was smelling.
Well, I can't say you were wrong. It sort of has a fishy smell. So, tag number Alpha 654321 Zulu. Another weird one. Write this down. Humanoid creature man fish thing. Thin and slight in frame. Gills on either side of the neck area. Hey, Bronson. Pal, you probably shouldn't be touching that body.
Gills. This one has gills.
Crap.
Kind of sticky, yeah?
Fucking gross.
Smells good, though.
Right. What are you doing? No. Don't put your mouth. Why?
Pretty good. Want some?
Maybe I should do this solo.
I'm helping.
Yeah, look, I'm not even supposed to have you in here.
We're friends. I'll help you.
Just let me grab the book.
Great.
There's just squiggles and dots. You didn't write anything down.
Great.
Give me the pen. I have to go back and redo these.
Taking break? Perfect.
No break, Bronson. You fucked me. Just get back to your post.
Are we not friends?
Friends don't buddy fuck each other.
Oh.
Pen, please.
This tastes terrible.
What are you doing?
Here, you try some.
No. Bronson, get back to your post.
Tanner, I'm sorry. Let me help you. We're friends.
Bronson, get back to your post. You're acting a little weird.
Is that a gun?
Okay, you're acting weird.
You are going to murder me?
Leave this room and I won't have to. Leave and we can pretend this never happened.
Murder me like those three bodies there? The ones with the holes in their skull?
Look at yourself. You're clammy. You have blue ink drooling out of your mouth. You don't look right.
We are not friends?
Get back to your post, or the next one will connect.
We are not friends.
Fuck. You are way stronger than you look. Can we just start over?
No, we were friends once.
Getting dark. Pen?
Why would you want a pen? It tastes terrible.
One left.
Where?
Here!
Three pens wasn't too many.